try another one.
Well, hi. Hello there, and welcome to the Love Bite. I'm Smiteful Center, and Novice Nancy is having technical difficulties over there. So what it boils down to is she can hear me because I'm in the room with her, and I can hear her because she's in the room with me. And you can hear us both. But
hey, you can just keep talking.
Anybody else?
I want to hear clearly.
You will. Let me.
You can still hear without the headphones
on.
Okay.
Jeremy's gonna save the day.
Just carry on.
I feel weird.
Working really.
I need that.
Thank you, Jeremy.
When all else fails, check the cables. There you go. Well, welcome to us now no longer technically defunct, the Love Bite.
What?
Well, clearly, somebody was getting a little freaked out on the other side of the table because she didn't have her headphones. Which is funny, because like I'm saying, take the headphones off. Like, look, I'm going to take mine off right now.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
You're messing with my mind.
I can still hear me, and my mouth is still close to the microphone. My mind is blown.
Stop doing that.
It's motherfucking blown. Also, to add to this, because now I'm just going to take my headphones off.
No.
I've just decided to keep my headphones off, and it will freak her out for the entire show for as long as I have it off.
But then no, because then what if we get a caller, and then you can't hear them? What? And then
correct.
So,
I have an inability to pick them up and put them back on my head. I have lost that ability.
Whatever.
Right, no, you know I'm right. You just know that it's an irrational, illogical, which, by the way, is a fantastic segue into our topic. Our topic being, you know, sub-frenzy, top frenzy, because that was a bit of a frenzied reaction with because, you know, not the I's weren't dotted, the T's weren't crossed, the checklist wasn't straight, and it wasn't symmetrical. She's a little bit like Monk, but not that bad. But yeah, so she's got this, everything needs to be symmetrical and the world needs to be ordered and everything in its place and a place for everything. And, so yeah. Yeah. When that doesn't happen, she kind of freaks.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Just like how right now we're not adhering to the outline that I sent you. So
we might just change the topic. No, I'm kidding.
No, stop. Woman,
I can't wait till I get to do something without an outline again.
Freaking D-type.
Sadist. It's a true statement.
So before we continue on this fantastic topic that we have for tonight, we just want to remind you all of The Grew, which is awesome. We talked a little bit about what that was last
week. Grey Dancers, Rope-tastic, Unconference Extravaganza.
I want to have an event that has the word extravaganza in it just because it sounds so grand.
When you turn 30.
Yeah, really?
Why not?
I like this plan. So just to refresh your memory, The Grew is as Smiteful Center put it so nicely, a kinky think tank.
Kinky think tank. Love it.
So you can go to LA Grew, that's LAGRUE.eventbrite.com to purchase your tickets. $65, January 27th through the 29th. And apparently there are fantastic pancakes at the end of that kinky ride, so you may want to get on
that. And I hear you're supposed to bring every toy you have, even the ones you never use. Everything, which is kind of crazy. There's a lot of fucking shit there.
Do you have a lot of toys that you don't use?
I think everybody kind of goes back onto their fail safes. And yeah, absolutely there are toys that I don't use because it's either they're not heavy enough or they're too heavy or they're just not functional in what I want to do, or it's just one of those, I bring it. Let's talk saran wrap and duct tape.
Right? Oh
the
my God.
Saran wrap
must weigh
like 20 pounds. It's fucking heavy and it weighs my toy bag down like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring it every single time and I don't use it. And there's a lot of reasons for the not using it. It's just like, oh, God, and then I have to stop doing this. And, fuck it, I'm going to beat you with my hands.
No, but wait, hold on. I need you guys to know about Smiteful Center and the duct tape. Because ever since I met her, she's always like, duct tape this, duct tape that.
Yes. Because you can use duct tape in everything.
Has she used it on me once? No.
Nope.
Have I seen her use it? Maybe once.
Nope. Well, yeah, I duct taped somebody's mouth.
Yeah, but that's it. And I'm just like, really? Really? Mm-hmm. Miss, I got the duct tape, and the duct tape's so awesome. That's all right.
And I do. I have a lot of duct tape. I even have more. I got six whole new rolls, courtesy of a friend on New Year's Eve. I have a lot of fucking duct tape.
Yeah.
And then I also have Gorilla Tape, which is black.
Hmm.
Which is like duct tape, but it's better.
Hmm.
As far as adhering, sticking. Anyway, so enough about that.
Yeah, so yeah. Exactly.
That's the crew.
Yeah.
Which is not about duct tape, but by the way, I'm putting my headphones back on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
I like the sound of my voice.
Exactly.
I want to hear my voice. I want to hear it deep. And it goes like this and it's all. I feel like I'm fucking Barry White. Hey, baby. You know, so. And you can hear it better with the headphones on. Without the headphones, I just hear it in my head and I'm like, how do I sound? Apparently that one's making my hair do something funny.
It is. It's like it's making your hair do like this Chicken Little thing. It's not cute. It's not cute.
Clearly she has issues with this order thing.
Make it stop.
All right. So back to her beloved outline.
Insert eye roll here.
I think everybody heard that eye roll. It was pretty obvious. Outline. So that's the crew, the things, the shit that we got going on, which is really exciting because next week, weekend is the crew. So mm-hmm. when we come and have our discussion, our podcast next Sunday night, we will be fresh from the crew and we will be, it'll be very exciting to have this discussion, you know, whatever our topic is, which we fly by the seat of our pants. We have no fucking idea what we're going to talk about next week.
Whatever.
It'll be interesting if it somehow has adjusted our perspective, which would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You got a cookie.
I do. I got a cookie. And then I was smiling because the cap of my lemonade bottle, it says consuming this product may cause joy. And then, oh, I like lemonade. And I like this one in particular.
I think my bottle says things, too. My bottle says no bubbles here.
All right, then.
Which isn't as cool as yours.
No, it's not. Sorry.
So the topic, which is, you know, sub frenzy and top/dom frenzy. I think a lot of people don't think that there is a top frenzy. And it's interesting because I think it manifests itself very differently by different people. I've seen it in the way that other people do it. Friends, people that I've witnessed, other tops that are in what I would can only say must be top frenzy. And it boils down to they so desperately need to fill this DS void in their life, to top somebody, to be a dominant to somebody, whether it be within the context of a relationship or a scene, that you're willing to turn a blind eye on every red flag that we might have discussed last week in order to take them in order just to get that fix. It's like you're getting cheap drugs. And you don't care what the source is. You're not checking it. You're just getting cheap drugs just to get the fix right now, regardless of what the potential outcome might be.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I've seen people do it where, you know, they start using words that don't necessarily qualify, you know, titles of people where, you know, somebody that they've just met is now, you know, they're collared submissive. Or, you know, people are jumping from, you know, you now have this multi-poly family where, you know, 2 weeks ago, they didn't have anybody. And now they've got two collared slaves, you know, for example. And it's one of those, okay, I mean, I'm not one to cast aspersions against somebody's decisions and how they do it. But when they make these decisions in top frenzy, they're generally not the most reasoned choices. Because they're just, you know, freaking out and trying to find him. My own top frenzy. I'm a self-proclaimed data whore. I love data. I love information. And when I get into kind of a top frenzy mode, I research. Like you wouldn't fucking believe I research. Which ultimately led me to FetLife and Munches and classes and blah, 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 blah. Just trying to just feed and feed and feed, you know, like this black hole of wanting to get information. And then I have to like step back. And then I let it all kind of marinate together. And then I'm like, okay. Then I have to calm myself down and go forward. But like, I got all this information. This is what I want to do with it now. Mm-hmm. But through a series of bad decisions in life, I try not to make choices when I'm highly emotionally charged, be that in kind of a frenzy mode or anything, because you generally are not going to make a good decision. So that's my thing. But I, as far as, you know, the friends from the top side, it's usually just making that bad decision. And it's no better or worse than when a sub does the same thing. It's just that it doesn't get as much press.
Right.
Because, let's be honest, subs are attention whores.
This is true.
And when they're in sub frenzy, their attention whoreness is it goes to 11. That's a reference for all you people, which I don't think Nancy gets, by the way.
I don't know.
You've never seen Spinal Tap? But it goes to 11. Yes, but if 10 was the top, then you wouldn't need to go to 11, because then it can go to 10. But it goes to 11. Spinal Tap. This is going to be required watching. Oh, to educate.
You really don't know Spinal Tap.
She obviously doesn't.
That's unfortunate. You got to watch that immediately.
This is a pop culture hole in your life. It's a hole that must be filled, like your ass. Yes, I just said that. Made her blush. I don't know where I got from Spinal Tap to inserting things in her ass, but I did, because that's how I roll.
Oh, my God.
Beat fucking red. It's awesome. Woo.
So, those of you that are listening and want to call in, the number is 800-893-9562. You were saying before the whole Spinal Tap.
So when, in my opinion, when I'm watching subs that are going into sub frenzy, it's like they're screaming, me, look at 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 me, oh my God, look what I'm doing. I'm gonna cut my leg off. Oh no, I'm gonna cut my ear off. No, I'm gonna jump off the building. No, that's not what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna, and they're just like, whoa, bitch. Calm the fuck down, because ain't nobody want to top that shit. Because you like fucking crazy. So, you know, it's that from my top perspective, that's what I see when I see the sub frenzy. And I just kind of, it's a lot of drama. So I'm just like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go over here, which is not over there, because I like to remove myself from that drama because it's not exciting to me. Mm-hmm. So.
Man. Yeah. See, so that's your perspective, I guess, an outsider's perspective of what that looks like. What it feels like is very much you got to get your fix. You got to get it, and you got to get it now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who it's with, what you're doing, where you're at. It just has to happen. And it's depressing. It's really depressing. You go into this. You almost start like self-loathing because you're like, you go, what's wrong with me? Why can't, oh God. It's just, and a lot of, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just, you know, you don't have a play partner, or there's, you know, if you do have a play partner, there's, you know, life happens.
Sometimes there is something wrong with them. I mean, really, sometimes it's like, yeah, you're not finding somebody because there's something. The general populace isn't for that person, but it doesn't mean that there is nobody for that person. But it's not always the case.
Right. I guess.
I guess.
Maybe I'm too nice.
Well, no, but interestingly enough, there's a very strong parallel to the vanilla world about those that get into relationship frenzy, where it's like, I need a partner. I need a boyfriend. I need a girlfriend now. And we make stupid decisions because we find somebody who's willing to partner with us in a relationship context. Maybe we're seeking romance, generally not sex, not these days. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody's puritanical and they have to be in a relationship to have sex. I don't know many of those people. But, you know, so there is a definitive parallel. I mean, we've all had those friends, mostly girlfriends, that have, you know, bemoaned not having the relationship. And there are most definitely men out there that, you know, long to have that lovingness, that tender touch of the woman, not just the brutal sex. Not that I'm slighting that at all. But yeah, I'm just giving a parallel for those that have not experienced sub-frenzy themselves, that it might be easier to understand.
Mm-hmm. But it is quite literally, though, you are on a mad dash. You're in a mad dash. You don't know where the fuck you're going, but you're rushing to get there. And unfortunately, then that leads to ignoring stuff that, you know, maybe you should pay attention to. Like, hey, maybe how about you don't play with that person that never, ever picked up, you know, whatever fucking toy they're now using on you.
Or how about you're a lesbian, you don't play with a man.
Right? Reference to that situation. Yeah.
For those who did not tune in last week, referencing one of Nancy's own personal sub-frenzy issues.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where she's a very, very... She's a devout lesbian. She has conviction in her lesbianism.
Card carrying.
She's not mild in her lesbianism. She's not like, yeah, I'm okay with cock every so often. No, she is not that kind of lesbian. She is like, no, she does not like the penis, not to look at it, not to be near it. She definitely doesn't like to see it. She's very anti-penis like that. It's interesting because I can just say penis or scrotum and she'll like be like, ew. And yet she bottomed to a man, which is, I mean, fucking huge. When you're that kind of a lesbian.
Frenzy at its finest.
Right. It's the natural end result of frenzy unchecked. Here's my question to you.
Yes.
How do you control frenzy? How do you stop that train? How do you do that?
It ain't easy like that. I think, I don't know yet. I don't know. I think that particular situation in which I went and bottomed for a man, it stopped because it went bad. It's something bad happened. And then I was like, all right, and I'm tapping out now, you know? So I don't know how that stopped, but, I imagine though that, there are ways that if you are unpartnered, if you're single and you're out there and you don't have anyone to play with, fuck man, a lot of distraction, you know, go talk to people, talk to your friends. I mean, even if they're not kinky, I mean, just talk to people. Because I think that what it is that there's something that's going on. There's a need that's not getting filled and it's manifesting itself in that frenzy type of situation. So I think it does take a lot of reflection, but I mean, even with myself, I mean, you and I are in a DS relationship and sometimes I do feel that like, I want this.
You don't say. I've never experienced this from you. Recently.
So yeah, it doesn't just happen to people who are single. It happens to people that you know, have a someone, a D-type, a U.
Well, and that's interesting because an additional question for you then is, take the dress off. You have the slip on. Take the dress off. Sorry, people. She's hot again. Which, by the way, let me note. We had this discussion before we got here because it's chilly in Los Angeles for us people. And she's wearing a sweater dress, and it's quite a lovely sweater dress with this lovely like cow neckline. It's very cute knit dress. I said, you're going to get hot in there. And it's not even a dress that she can like fan and like get the loose like she normally does. And she has this full slip underneath, which of course is going to make her even hotter because it's two layers.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, she walks in, she's like, yeah, it is hot already. So, but thankfully she has it's very pretty gray lacy slip dress underneath. So now she has taken off the sweater dress and she's just hanging out with her boobs kind of hanging out. So I might get distracted a little bit, people. Hello. Please. So there we go. See, how do you feel now?
Better.
Better.
There's no fucking AC in here. Like it's just no matter what I wear, it gets really hot.
That would affect the sound.
But it wouldn't have to be loud.
It doesn't matter. It picks the shit up.
I guess.
It does. All right. So now on to my questions.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sub-frenzy. I believe it can come from two places. You tell me if I'm speaking out of turn or if there are two places or just one place. It can come from the play place where you're seeking physical gratification in your sub-frenzy, a beating. It's you know, maybe a scene, a degradation. That's your thing. And secondarily, a DS thing. This sense of submission to someone to whom you submit, which that DS can be wrapped up into a beating if one so wished. But that's what I see as there being a defined difference? Because somebody can be beaten, but they could still get into sub-frenzy because they're not getting that DS component.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The need to submit is, I find, is very different from the need, the desire to want, like pain.
So that's this is the question. I used to think that the sub-frenzy was specifically about this need to submit, and that a beating wouldn't satisfy that. Like, you know, with the people that I play with, I don't demand that they submit to me. Not at all. I'm just playing with them. It's like you're on loan with me for this scene, and I'm gonna beat you up, and then you're done, and go, hey, high five, awesome, talk to you later, you know, that kind of thing. But there's no submission in the middle of it. There's no power exchange. So I assumed that their sub-frenzy isn't being satisfied because they're not getting that power exchange. And I have recently changed my mind.
Uh-huh.
Because I am in a DS relationship.
Uh-huh.
With somebody who gets the DS, but still gets this little sub-frenzy thing going on so often.
Are you asking me a personal question?
And begs for the beatings. And I'm sorry, maybe some degradation. We'll sprinkle of the degradation a little bit going in there. I'm not asking you a personal, and I suppose it is personal because I'm asking you from your perspective. I believed it was just DS. I am now establishing it based upon one person that maybe it is not just DS. Maybe it is, in fact, two halves to a whole, that there is the physical beating component and the DS component. And I'm asking you, are they equal? Is one greater than the other? Does it depend on you as you ebb and flow?
I think it's the ebb and flow because, because there are days, I can't not answer personally because sometimes I have really rough work days and my job is really high stress and I do just want to go to you and forget everything, forget where I came from, who I am. Everything, because it's a lot less stressful. You don't have to think when you're on all fours and someone has their feet propped up on top of you. You don't have to think.
True.
So that is part of my recent frenzy, I guess. But I think they're defined differently because I think the DS frenzy is more of a relationship thing.
Mm-hmm.
You crave that relationship, much like it in a vanilla sense. You mm-hmm. you want your lobster.
Emotional intimacy.
Yes, but play, to have play is you can have the DS and not have play. That has happened
often.
Life happens, you know. So sometimes you want that. If you haven't had that for a while, even though you have the DS relationship, you're just like, God, you know. And the same could happen, you know, the other way around. You know, it could be that all we do is fucking play. And there's no protocol. There's no, you know, and that, I mean, at least for myself, since we know, because I need a fucking outline, structure is important to me.
I'm going to the outline.
structure is important to me. So for me, like if that were the case with us, where all there was just play, I like that would be probably pretty unsatisfying for me because
mm-hmm.
I need, in fact, for me, the DS component is a lot more important than play. That's just for me. I mean, play's nice. It's nice. It's real nice. but I like the other part too a lot more. So, I mean, I think it just depends on where you're at, where, you know, what your circumstances are. And everybody's different. Everybody frenzies in a different way. You could very well be in a relationship and be getting most of your needs met, but you know, there's those holes and it can make you kind of crazy. A little stir crazy.
Well, what do you do in that situation? I mean, do you bring it up with your dominant?
I should. I should. But I think from an S-type's perspective, like most things, it's really hard to... How do you tell your dominant, hey, there's this one aspect of our relationship that you're kind of lagging it in? You know? How do you do that? How do you say that without, I don't know, sounding like a dick? How do you... Like, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of balls.
It does.
You know? So, I don't have an answer to that question because I don't, I mean, I know that there's things that, you know, I've still been hesitating to bring to your attention because mm-hmm. I don't want to know what the response will be. or I'm afraid that I won't choose the right words or, you know, whatever. Because the last thing that I want to do is
get my silence.
Yes. How about that? Yes. Yes.
So Nancy and I had an issue. Hey,
I was afraid we
got to keep it real. We got to be intimate here. Okay. We're sharing with the people. So Nancy and I had an issue.
Big issue.
And it was interesting because there was a lot of things that went into this. It sparked from an incredibly innocuous, well, not incredibly, minorly innocuous, slightly disrespectful statement on Nancy's part. The challenge is that statement sparked a lot of emotional landmines for me. And she didn't know that. She did not know that it was going to impact me that way. And when I'm upset, I don't speak. Because if I do, you're not going to like what I have to say. There's just no, it's not going to happen. It would be bad. Because as great as I can degrade, you don't want the real shit because that's a lot fucking worse. So I just don't. I just say, you know, I need nothing. Say nothing. So it was one of those. This happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And yesterday morning. And it was, I just didn't say anything. I was just like, I'm just going to go over there. And that's what I did. No. And it was very obvious. The tension was all over the place.
Yeah.
And there was a point when, you know, she was cleaning or whatever. And I said, when you're done with that, just stop. And that's it. That's about all I could muster. My head was like, you need to leave now. Get the fuck out. I don't want to see you right now. But the truth is that everything I would have said would have come out as very cruel when I didn't intend it to be cruel. I needed to sort through my own emotions. I was aware that an emotional landmine had just been stepped on. And I was aware that I was not reasoning. I was not dealing with it in a fair way with you. And words would, the fairest thing I could have done at that point was say nothing. Words would have been horrible. It would have been painful. And I would have regretted things I would have said. There's just nothing worse than that. And of course, then it would have put a situation where, you know, you had fear in saying things to me, which, you know, there's ability to have open conversation, although we try to have limited discourse. But so, you know, and then I took the day to really think about, okay, what happened? How do I respond? How do I explain what happened? And is there any recourse for this? Is there recovery? What does this mean? What does this mean? And of course, it also brought to my attention that there had been things that had been bubbling over the last couple weeks that I had just kind of been minorly dismissing, you know, each one at a time. But at this point, I was pissed. I was fucking pissed. And it's easier to just pay attention to all the shit that's been pissing you off for the past 2 weeks. When you're pissed off at one thing, let's just be pissed off at everything. Mm-hmm. Let's just be really angry.
Yeah.
And so it brought that we, you know, we've been having, okay, there are a few things that we need to address. We need to figure this out. What's going on? What's going on? And I don't think that it's a bad thing. You know, we did have our resolution to it today. We had a good conversation. We both said what we felt. We both kind of talked about, you know, what we are going to do going forward. We both understood each other when the words were exchanged and what happened after and things like that. So it had a possibility. You know, it's got, you know, every chance of being resolved very easily. But it's one of those things where this happens. And part of it happened because these last 2 weeks, even within our DS relationship, you've been a little sub-frenzy-ish.
Yes.
And that for me is one of those, why fuck? You've got me. Why the fuck are you sub-frenzying me? What the fuck? Fucking hell!
Did you just use sub-frenzy as a verb?
Sub-frenzying me, yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And so it was, there's a lot of, what the fuck is going on? Why? And the sub-frenzy. And so, I mean, it can happen. within the context of our relationship, which to me was just like mind-boggling. Yeah. That how would that happen? So, you know, by the way, I was bringing it back to the sub frenzy because I kind of woo tangent. Let's get back.
Yeah. This tangent was important, though.
Well, and it's, you know, it's one of those, hey, this stuff happens. We're going to be open, honest.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, it definitely frenzy does happen in a relationship because life happens. What if, like, you became insanely fucking busy? Like, you have sometimes you become insanely fucking busy. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm here, waiting on the telephone, just waiting, you know, just waiting. But it's cool because she has a life and I'm over there. It's cool, whatever. I can do it. I can make it. It's okay. I'm not going to hear from her until the end of the day. It's okay. I'm okay. And then waiting for her to tweet. Okay. And then waiting again. And then waiting. And oh, yeah. There's frenzy. There's totally a fucking frenzy. But. Sorry, what the fuck's wrong with my throat? Anyways.
The lemonade is not working for you?
No, it's so good.
All right, but.
Sex in my mouth. Anyways.
Wow, sex in her mouth. I like this.
Stop it.
Skid Row Studios, sex in your ears. Jeremy missed that.
Yes, that was a good one. Anyways, fuck, I forgot where I was going.
But there is frenzy.
Oh, so there is
busy,
there,
busy, and then not busy, and I'm yes. on the phone, and okay.
Yes. But within that frenzy, as a submissive, as a bottom, as whatever it is that you identify as, it's important. And again, I'm still learning this myself. It's important. Actually, I'm at the beginning of learning this. Being able to tell the difference between your needs and your wants. Mm. Because I can say I need things, but a spiteful sinner knows whether or not I really need them. Mm-hmm. Which then it's like, well, mm-hmm. I want these other things, and I want them, and I want them, and I want them now. And then, it's a lot of craziness. And I mean, your dominant can only peer so much into your head. Like, I mean, they really only know as much as you tell them, or, you know, if they know you well enough, I guess, yeah, they could maybe tell how true you're being. But at the root of it all, I mean, you should know yourself well enough to know where you're kind of just going off the deep end with your wants and shit, I guess. Spitball in here.
And that's one of those really interesting challenges is the want versus need. And so sub frenzy, I think, is a product of needs not being met, therefore turning into wants, therefore turning into frenzy.
I think that's a fair assessment.
And I mean, for both sides. And I don't necessarily think that we as human beings in general are particularly good at identifying our needs. We're really good at identifying our wants, mm-hmm. but we're not really good at filtering out, well, what is it that I need?
Yes.
What is it that's really, because let's be honest, you know, I want, not that cookie, but I want a cookie.
Do you want half of my cookie?
No, it's a sugar cookie.
You don't like sugar cookies?
There's something wrong with sugar cookies there.
But Subway has really good sugar cookies, no?
No, nobody has good sugar cookies. Do you want to know why? Because they're sugar cookies. They're nasty and they're...
Ew, anyway, so don't do that again, please.
Point being, I want a cookie. Do I need a cookie? No, I don't fucking need a cookie. I don't need a cookie. But I want one. Oh, my God. I want a cookie so bad. Oh, my God. I need a cookie. What am I going to do? I want a cookie. Can I go down to the store and get a cookie? Maybe I can go to 7-Eleven. I think 7-Eleven has cookies. They're nasty cookies. I don't give a fuck. I want a goddamn cookie. I need a fucking cookie right now. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? You know, it's like you get a nasty cookie that's been sitting there for 2 days. Nobody wants that cookie. It's a nasty cookie. Nobody wants to touch that fucking cookie. But you know what? You don't give a shit. That's a fucking cookie. I want that cookie. Because that's frenzy.
Damn it, now I don't want my cookie. Things are ruining the cookie for me. Shit.
I destroyed your cookie. Your cookie fantasy is gone.
It is.
It was a metaphor. You're aware of that.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
that cookie still is probably as good as when you picked it up. It's a beautiful Subway cookie. It's got all that sugar in it and butter.
Yummy.
Flour. It's probably delicious.
Yes.
Feel better about your cookie now?
Yes, I do.
Fucking hell. See, sometimes you have to placate the submissives for them to feel better about themselves.
What was that?
What?
Oh, God.
You know, you think that this isn't how we are normally, but it is.
It really is.
It is. This is exactly how we are normally. And the other day, I don't know what happened. We were in fucking tears. We were in tears, and I don't even remember what we were laughing about, but I think it was stupid, but we were in tears. We were laughing so hard. It was just...
It really was stupid. It was like the stupidest.
Couldn't stop laughing in the tears, and it was so funny.
I didn't even remember what the fuck it was, but now I'm just laughing at how hard we were laughing then.
And I'm about to laugh again, just the same hardness. We do everything hard. We laugh hard. We are serious hard.
Will you give it to me hard? What?
I always give it to you hard.
I know, because
you get none of that make it love, mamby-pamby shit from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Stop it. Yeah. Don't do that.
I'll make love to you. No, I won't.
No.
No.
There's no love making.
There's no love making.
There's definitely no baby making. That's for damn sure.
There's grabbing the bigger dildo and let's see what this can do.
That's what that'll do.
And last time you wanted something in your ass. Let's do that too. There are no secrets.
No.
There are no secrets. There are no secrets on the love bite.
No.
Is it weird that it's like a vampire thing, the love bite? I don't know. It's weird to me.
I don't know.
The blood. Little Rocky Horror. Okay, please tell me you've seen Rocky Horror. No.
Just like the rendition on Glee.
What is wrong with you? Where were you raised? You haven't seen Spinal Tap or Rocky Horror Picture Show? Have you seen any Monty Python?
I have.
Fucking God, at least there's something. Jesus God in heaven, woman. There's wrongness. I'm going to tie you up and make you watch shit now.
They never had the midnight movies doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show where you're from?
I used to be magenta.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Fucking perform fucking magenta.
I grew up in Compton, okay? We didn't have that kind of shit.
No, but you went to school in the South Bay.
I did.
They had that shit.
Yeah, but I had to go back home. There was no after-school activities for me. There was no, I'm going to go hang out with my friends now, Mom and Dad. No, because guess what? I fucking live in the ghetto. That's why.
All right, well, we're bringing Rocky Horror to the ghetto, since the ghetto can't go to Rocky Horror.
Want to do a screening of it in my little place?
We actually watch something in your place?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. Actually, what I'd like to see is I'd like to find a midnight showing so you can actually experience it the way Rocky Horror is intended to be experienced, right? Because, so here's the deal. This is what you have to understand about Rocky Horror is it's a movie. It's a horrible movie. It's an awful movie. If you actually just watched the movie, you would be like, what the fuck? This is shit. Now, mind you, fantastic cast. Tim Curry as Frankenfurter. Oh, hello. And Susan Sarandon in her little slip and her bra on. Oh, no, touch. So cute. And then Bodsworth, who's that dude? The dude.
Meatloaf, isn't it?
Meatloaf. Yeah, but I'm not a Meatloaf fan. You know, but he gets killed, which is fantastic.
I remember having to eat. I was at a midnight showing, and they made myself and my girlfriend eat Twizzlers out of somebody's zipper for one of the scenes. And, you know, we were just in the crowd kind of watching, not really participating, and they made us go down and do that.
Yes, it is a full participation. So you can be, you might have to participate when you are in the crowd. So let me explain to you just briefly. Hello, I'm sorry, we're totally sidebarring here, people. We'll just go with this because you understand that this is important education. This young woman has never, ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show, much less gone to a midnight showing. So I'm going to describe it to her briefly. Rocky Horror Picture Show, so it's a movie, right? And then they show it on the movie screen, right? With the projector. Blah, 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 blah. But they do it in places where there's a little bit of stage in front of the movie. So in front of the stage, there are actors acting out exactly what's happening on the movie screen behind them. Yes! Don't look at me like that because it's awesome.
Okay, okay.
And people in the theater say things to the actors and there's interaction and then people wear things and they spray and it's, oh. And a lot of people are high. There's a lot of highness going on when there's the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I'm not saying is a requirement for you. I mean, because, you know, I'm not one of those, hey, go, you got to do that, whatever, hey, each other on. So my point is, it has to happen.
Okay. I think there's a show, I remember when I used to work in West LA, there was like a theater that showed it.
There are lots of them. I just need to find them.
Oh, man. So off topic.
There's always time. See, it's on topic because there was cross-dressing in it.
Which is kind of kinky. Yeah, totally.
Everything can come back to something. So there you go. I'm sorry. Let's look at your outline.
But, well, so something that I wanted to point out in my outline. So we talked about how when it happens in general. But I think what probably a lot of people don't – you were like raping that bread.
Yes, I am.
Anyways. So at the end of a relationship, can – When you exit a DS relationship, it's not always on great terms.
Really?
It's not always on great terms.
No, nothing about this.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Why are you throwing things at me? I just silenced her with laughter. You see how this is completely different from yesterday where I silenced her with anger? I have now silenced her with laughter.
I can't breathe.
There's bread all over my tit.
I'm trying to get it in your cleavage. All right, go on with the end of the relationship because they don't have to bread. This is bad radio. Okay. Totally keeping it together.
I like to keep my tits inside my slip. Thank you. Anyways. So, ends of relationships. People don't... What? Stop it with the laughing.
Just ignore
it. Okay, fine. Titty, 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 titty. Because, you know, that'll totally distract you. Anyways, so end of a relationship. It doesn't always end spectacularly. You don't always end on those terms when, like, okay, see, you laughing is distracting me from a really serious point that I'm trying to make.
Please carry on.
I can't because you're laughing like a silly mofo.
I'm in laugh frenzy.
I don't even know why you're laughing so much.
You know what? I get these really odd laughing fits, and it's never for any good reason.
Well, but you're making it a mess, and I'm going to have to clean it up, because I will clean it up.
All right. So back on with your very serious topic.
Anyways,
you were actually turned on by the fact that when you said I'm going to have to clean it up.
Yes.
I looked at your face and you were like,
yes.
I like trying to say it all regretfully, but you really were like way into it.
Totally. So I was at this store not too long ago, and they had this like special like ultraviolet light wand that sanitizes. You just kind of wave it over whatever you want to do and it sanitizes. And I swear to God, I mean, she was like, excuse me.
Can I help it? I cannot help it if cleaning, putting things in order as they should be, makes me a little bit tingly in my nether regions. Okay? Can I help that?
God bless you.
Anyways. Now that your laughing fit is over.
Yes.
Totally. So, frenzy can also hit at the end of a relationship. Turns out, relationships don't always end on a good note. Sometimes they end on a real bad, bad, bad note.
I'm actually going to go with most of the time.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. So... but even for that, like, you know, minor, like, 5%, that ends okay. And, all right, we're going to be friends, you know, whatever. There's still that, like, withdrawal. And withdrawal can withdraw from that DS relationship. what have you, can totally spark a frenzy. It hits, and you don't even know when it's going to hit, and it just hits. You just got to go, and you got to get it now. Because you're still, it's the end of a relationship. You're reeling from, all these emotions. You just left a super intense relationship. Because, come on, people, let's face it. DS relationships, kind of intense.
Well, they're supposed to. Yes, they should be.
Yes. So, how do you not suffer some sort of withdrawal from the end of that, right? It can be during a relationship, get the end of the relationship. It can be when you're brand spanking new and you want to try everything.
Can you think of any telltale signs for when frenzy might come up? sorry, my laughing fit is still with me.
Yes, I can tell.
I'm working really hard here to be professional.
I know.
By the way, Sarah tweeted, I think Spiteful Sinner snorted. Yes. Yes, I snorted. Thanks. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks.
telltale signs. I think it's a manic feeling. It's ignoring negotiations, not wanting to talk about it. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Go ahead.
No. Before then.
Or what?
When you feel yourself slipping towards frenzy. Not yet frenzied. When you feel it like this is going to... Like the train's starting to move. And you don't know if you could stop it.
I think probably... it'd be a good idea if... That kind of train of thought where you think, oh, it'd be really cool to do this. It'd be really cool to do that. When you're in a relationship, like in a relationship. I know that for me, sometimes I'll think oh, it'd be really awesome if we did this. And then it went like that. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm totally constructing a scene in my mind. And it's not my job to construct our scenes. That's not, at least that's not something you've delegated to me. Yeah. And I don't
see
that happening.
I can't see me doing that. No.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. But, it's that, it'd be really cool if. That starts with that. It starts with that little itty-bitty, this would be all right. This would be cool. And then you start trying to inception things. You start trying, dropping little nuggets here, hoping somebody will notice. Seeking people out. Not me personally, but I'm saying in general.
I know where you live.
Stop. but, seeking people out, not really bothering to talk to people that are safe. Mm.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yes. Because if you want to get that kind of need/want/who-knows-what-the-fuck-it-really-is filled, you're not going to go to someone that's going to make you jump through hoops. You're going to go to somebody who's just as eager as you.
True.
You're going to go to someone who everyone else can tell is a predator, but to you is someone that's ready and willing. And that's dangerous. It's really dangerous.
Yeah.
You don't bother going through, the steps of getting to know someone and asking around, hey, do you know so-and-so? What do you know about them? Oh, do you think they're cool? You don't bother going through that. But earlier you asked me, what's a good way to overcome it?
Yes.
And I think that because, yes, this does happen to newbies more often than not, but it does happen also to people who are pretty seasoned. Frenzy is frenzy. Addiction doesn't have an age or a name. It hits people. It's kind of like that, I guess, if I had to put it in terms like that. But what's really cool about getting out and to my... What are you doing
to
that bread?
Stop being distracted by the bread or I'll throw more at you.
Well, you're finger fucking it.
I'm finger fucking the bread.
And what's funny is that she wasn't even noticing that she was finger fucking the bread. It just, like, that's just what she was doing. Jesus, woman. Anyways. So the cool thing about getting out into the community and going to munches and classes and whatnot is that you start to, you know, you start to create a circle of, you know, trusted friends, people who are in the community who, hey, they maybe they're tops. Maybe they are someone else's dominant. So a really cool way to take care of that frenzy. If you've already created that circle of friends, talk to somebody about it. You know, maybe your friend who happens to be a top is willing to break you off a piece, you know, in terms of like play and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised at how many tops are willing to negotiate a scene with somebody who's new, is going through this. And I mean, I think it's good.
Yeah. It's like giving back to the community. take care of your own is what I'm saying. But, you know, most importantly is making informed decisions. Pull on that fucking emergency brake on that train, because once it gets to a certain speed, it's really hard to stop it. You know, and you want to be able to have the presence of mind to ask the questions. Well, you know, how experienced are you with XYZ? Or, you know, whatever.
Well, and that's, people talk about that a lot, but that's a really hard thing for submissive types to do, for S types to do.
That's true.
Because it's a very almost, you know, assertive stance to take. And that's difficult for the S types.
It is. It super is. I mean, and it's hard to do that. It's hard as an S type to do that with your own D type. It's even harder to do that with someone you have absolutely no relation with.
I would think it'd be easier.
Really?
Uh-uh. You have nothing to lose.
I guess, but
it's somebody you don't have a relation with, you have nothing to lose. You piss them off, you're like, fuck you. I don't fucking know you. Of course, I'm a D type, but I'd still be like, fuck you. I don't fucking know you, bitch. Fuck your shit up. What? That was my internal dialogue.
No, well, but see, okay, that's you, but us S types with other D types who are not our D types, they're still kind of scary. They're still kind of scary. They're, you know, because they have, they're just still scary. Even D types that we are friends with, I won't name names, but I feel they're not my D type, but I still feel intimidated. There's still this, you know, I don't want to presume any kind of, you know, casualness with someone. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, but that's why adhering to protocol at all times removes that.
Right. But see, that's not an issue with me because I'm yours, you know. But it's someone who is a free range S type. They don't have that. You know,
again. Adhering to a high level of protocol, if you are a free-range S type, will help alleviate that issue.
This is true. This is very true. Oh, dear. but yeah, that's what I got in terms of overcoming it. But I think probably at the most basic is just talk to someone. Because you'd be surprised. Like, that makes such a huge difference. I wish I had done that. I wish that that before I decided to bottom to a guy, I wish I had talked to another S type, but I didn't have that. I didn't have that, like, you know, there wasn't that, like, support.
Well, but I mean, obviously that takes a lot to seek out that support. A lot of people have a certain amount of shame for feeling the way that us S/D, whatever types of people feel. This lifestyle. There's some people that are still very closeted and they're very shameful to admit that this is how they are. Especially, let's say, submissive men.
Yes.
They're very shameful of that because it's very counter to what society says men should be. So it's that would make it even more difficult, I would imagine, to seek out, you know, those resources.
Yes, absolutely. There's some people out in the lobby. She keeps woman that's out there keeps kind of like looking this way, and I'm like, is this because like my boobs are like totally
your boobs
weird?
Are totally hanging out. Lefty wants to come and play.
What? Lefty does not want to play?
Lefty wants to play.
Does not want to play.
I want to take a picture and tweet it, and people will say, yeah, Lefty wants to play. I already tweeted a picture of me, you know, finger fucking my bread.
Oh, and she just gave me that whole A-OK with the boobs and touching my boobs. And she's drinking a Bud Light and she's like laughing and like. So funny. I guess that must mean then Lefty does come out wanting.
I told you. So apparently we do actually need to wrap up. Apparently that is the way it's going to have to go.
Yes. But before we do that. Yes. Okay. Then there goes that.
And by the way, I am tweeting.
Wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of boob.
That is a lot of
a lot of boob. But everybody can just watch my timeline for the lot of boob. All right. So I think that, you know, we kind of talked about the frenzy, what people can do to help alleviate the frenzy. I think it's a sense of self-awareness.
Yes.
It is also the, you know, really, it's all, I don't want to say having a sponsor, but have someone you can touch base with. To get a reality check.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, have a kinky cohort that can help you if you're just freaking out. Because if you just stay in your head, it's not going to go well. And especially if you feel yourself being clandestine and trying to hide your actions, definitively you are doing something that is going to be damaging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's a good rule of thumb in general in life.
Definitely. We thank you all for listening. And
you put her on the freaking.
I know, and I am. I'm going there. I'm sorry. God.
Step it up.
I'm sorry. Anyways, so thank you so much for listening and whatnot and all that stuff. Please like our page on Facebook, The Love Bite.
By the way, I have now liked it. I officially have it liked on my actual Facebook.
Yes, that's true. Yes, you have. Look us up on Twitter. That's Smiteful Center and Novice_Nancy. We're pretty hilarious.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes. Sometimes not so much.
And we're also on FetLife.
Yeah, same names.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just I stick with the same. It just makes my life easier.
Right,
please don't complicate my life.
And please, if you want to listen to previous episodes of The Love Bite, we're on iTunes. And then there's this fantastic thing called Stitcher that's pretty awesome, and you should download it onto your iPhone. And is it? Do you have it on Android? I don't think
no.
You do.
Stitcher? Yeah, Stitcher is Android.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
There you go. And then for iPhones, guess what? There's a Skid Row app. Kind of great because it has all of the previous shows, and it also has Skid Row's other shows, which are also pretty awesome. So you should check those out. And yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got.
I when I look at the web stats, I see a lot of refers coming off of your website.
Mine?
Yeah. So that gets us a lot of traffic. So obviously a lot of people like your website.
Yeah, smitefulcenter.com. Go. I always try to post as soon as, like last week, man, you had that shit up the next day. For the thing,
I'm trying to get the shows up real fast these days.
Yeah, so it's obviously they're all available on all of these multiple social media resources, including SkidRowStudios.com or SkidRow.LA for download. But I always put it up on my blog, which is SmitefulCenter.com.
Because she also blogs like some pretty awesome stuff.
Some of it's kind of. I got a blog. Actually, did I blog about the vanilla? I did. Oh
yes,
my God.
You did. Yes, you did. And there was pictures. There was pictures.
So I started writing about a thing I did with Nancy the other night. So that'll be on the blog too.
Oh, whoa. This is, she's never blogged about just me. This is interesting. Aww. See, total romantic. And you're a total boy.
I'm a total boy.
You just did that. And I was like, oh, she's blogging about me.
Yeah, I'm blogging about what I did to her pussy.
All right. We're done.
Thank you. Next week, don't forget, tune in 8 o'clock Sunday night. We're here every week. Just deal with it. It's going to happen.
All right. Bye.
Bye.